Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planet Fitness has a systemic problem across the country. Without letting the patrons know, men can actually use the women's locker room and the changing facility, and it's putting women at risk. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Planet Fitness is in hot water in several places. A Michigan appeals court, the actual Michigan Supreme Court, ruled against Planet Fitness, sending the case back down to the trial court to consider whether Planet Fitness violated the state's consumer protection law because it did not reveal information that's critical to those members, particularly the women, namely that Planet Fitness has an unwritten policy allowing men to use the women's locker room, including the changing facility. Matt, this is absolutely nonsensical. Men using women's locker rooms and changing facilities?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's, as you mentioned, it's systemic at Planet Fitness, but we know it's systemic on the hard left side of America across the board. The LGBT agenda, the T standing for transgender, really it should stand for tyranny, because they are pushing their radical genderless ideology on people as young as 5 and 6 years old in school locker rooms and Targets across the nation. And now it's manifesting itself with these lawsuits and so forth. And Planet Fitness is kind of at the center of things right now, pushing this radical agenda.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, this one woman in Michigan, Yvette Cormier, went in to do her usual workout one day. There was a biological man in the locker room. She complained. And then instead of, you know, protecting her safety, they canceled her membership.
Without even any due process.
Exactly.
Planet Fitness has apparently a 3 strikes and you're out, meaning that if you violate their what they call lunk policy, meaning that if you drop weights, grunt, or judge, and you do that 3 times after a warning, then they can revoke your membership.
So I guess this would be considered judging if you're saying there's a man in my locker room?
They have apparently this unwritten no judgment policy. Who in the world would ever think that this unwritten no judgment policy would open up the women's locker rooms to men?
Right. I mean, you can start having, you know, assaults and things like that. You're really opening up to issues as well as safety.
And there are privacy issues here, safety issue, but certainly privacy issues. And this man here at this Planet Fitness, who in Florida, a Liberty Counsel client, complained about, there had been a previous complaint, at least one, that he had exposed himself to women in this locker room. He was there parked for an hour while she was waiting to use the showers and so forth. And he was in there kind of looking at her, glaring at her through the mirror. While she was in there, she left and waited for an hour. He just sat in there, who knows, doing what?
Putting on makeup, actually.
And so when she complained, who did they punish? They punished the victim.
Right. They punished the victim, yeah. And this person still has. This is our client in Leesburg, Florida. She also attended a Planet Fitness facility like this other lady up in Michigan. And like this other lady in Michigan, they both went into the locker room and likely both situations, there's a biological man in the women's changing facilities. Now, the one in Florida, the place where you change is just a curtain. You can't shut the door. You can't lock it. And even if you could, that doesn't give you any relief or security when there's a man walking around in the women's locker room. Here, though, it's just a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And our client in Florida was the target some years ago of an attempted sexual assault. It obviously was incredibly frightening. She is someone who's been involved in fitness for many years of her life, and she was jogging a 10-mile trail. And when she got to the end to turn around, here's a man who jumps out of the bushes, grabs her, starts to drag her, choking her. Fortunately, she was able to escape. She ran away, gets back to her car, gets to safety, tells her husband. They go back to the location where she was abducted, and there they find duct tape. Mm. This man intended to commit sexual assault and maybe even murder her.
Yeah.
Now, you have that as an experience. you certainly don't want men in a locker room when you're in a state of undress or partial undress.
And whether you have or haven't, you still don't want a man
you
there.
You still don't
it's
want a man there.
Women's locker room. Read
you
the
don't
sign,
want to you have, know? You know, your daughter or your wife go into a place and here's a man in a state of undress or just watching you as you're changing.
Right. It is utter insanity. And that's not a hyperbole. This is literally insane in that our culture, a large swath of our culture, has adopted this delusion called transgenderism. It's just a cultural fiction. It's not reality. Here Liberty Counsel's client has already experienced a severe trauma. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I hate to use the word, the left uses this word all the time, triggered, but obviously the victim of a crime, she was the victim of a crime, but it could have been a potentially far worse crime. So obviously someone like that may be triggered by being in an area where there is an expectation of privacy, where people are in various stages of dress, showering and changing clothes and so forth. And then for this woman who had already been assaulted to have a man in there ogling her, glaring at her in the window, that can trigger somebody. That, I mean, obviously, but we shouldn't even have to worry about that. Whether a woman has experienced something like this or not, women and young girls, they have a right to privacy in these kind of intimate facilities.
You know, the scriptures say about this kind of thing in Deuteronomy 28, when you ultimately disband and no longer respect the principles of God and the laws of God and the natural order that God has created, you ultimately develop a confused mind. The book of Isaiah and other books talk about, and Jeremiah talking about calling good evil and evil good. Romans talks about ultimately giving over to a confused and debased mind. You can't even begin to reason rationally with someone who thinks that a man should be able to identify as a woman and ultimately have the same rights and privileges as a woman, including using the women's showers and locker rooms. I mean, that is just nonsensical.
Yeah.
And yet for the secularist to advocate that this is someone's right, a very small, indecipherable percent of the population, then able to go in and invade the rights of the rest of the community, putting women at risk, invading their privacy, and then doing it like Planet Fitness does in a fraudulent fashion where they're not informing them. What Planet Fitness, if they're going to get involved in this stupid culture issue and push this radical, nonsensical agenda, they ought to put in bold letters on their agreement so that when women sign up, they are put on notice right away that Planet Fitness has this nonsensical policy and men can use your women's locker facilities.
Right, it's deceptive.
And guess how many women are going to sign up when they find that out?
Well, right, and they know that, and they know that, so they don't give full disclosure. It's not, so you know, informed consent. They're not informed at all. But finally, some courts are recognizing this total detachment from reality, and they're having none of it, the Michigan Supreme Court being one of them.
Yeah, but you know, there's another case in a situation involving a school where this one person of another gender wants to use the facilities of the opposite gender. I mean, this whole idea, you know, when we ended up passing the 1964 Civil Rights Act and we wanted to make sure that there's not discrimination on the basis of sex, that men and women have equal rights, when you now have a man who can pretend to be a woman and then be treated like a woman and have all the benefits and privileges as a woman and access to where women would have access and men shouldn't have access, it just really deconstructs the whole basis of law. It deconstructs the whole Equal Protection Act.
It's actually, a violation of rights for real women.
Yeah, what about the women's rights and the safety?
Check out your Planet Fitness membership if you are a member. And if you're not, contact your Planet Fitness. They're all over the country. I can tell you this is not isolated apparently to Michigan or Florida. This is systemic. It's an identical fact pattern in both places where men can use the women's restroom under this so-called unwritten no judgment policy. Well, Planet Fitness is judging our client, judging the client in Michigan when they complain, common sense, hey, I don't want men in my restroom. And what do? They violate their own policy without three warnings. And these men are in the locker room. rightly being criticized, they cancel the membership of the women. Find out what's going on in your community. Stand with us as we stand for freedom and family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.